School district officials had requested Ketchikan's assembly increase its discretionary funding by about $1.1 million over last year to help stabilize the health insurance program. The assembly voted instead to fund all but about $350,000 of the school district's budget requests. That's a reduction of less than 1% to the district's budget. Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum voted against the school district's spending plan. He said he was frustrated by the district's failure to submit a document outlining details of its budget known as the Green Form.
I don't know what I'm doing up here because we're not being provided with the appropriate information to make the appropriate decisions about levying taxes to pay for schools.
Assemblymember David Landa said he was also concerned the district hadn't submitted the form, but he said he was generally satisfied with the district's spending plan.
I don't think that there are a lot of places where they're fat in this budget, and I agree that they're working hard. But I do think that we absolutely have to have those commitments held to.
The $350,000 reduction from the district's original request allowed the assembly to avoid dipping below a $2 million minimum balance in its education fund. But Mayor Rodney Dial warned that without changes, the dwindling fund could mean tough choices are ahead.
And I believe it's more important than ever. We are now at that point where there is no more to take out of that fund without going below the $2 million floor. So we have some big issues coming forward. I do not think that the health insurance deficit has been addressed.
The school district budget passed by a 5-2 vote, with Bynum and Assemblymember A.J. Pierce opposed. In other business, Dial followed through on a threat to veto roughly $1,600 in borough funding for a Ketchikan LGBTQ nonprofit. In a letter announcing the veto, Dial said he was concerned that funding the Ketchikan Pride Alliance would amount to picking a side on a political issue. The group's president, Sheen Davis, said the 501c3 organization was expressly forbidden by the federal tax code from engaging in political activity. She said the group focuses on education and outreach for LGBTQ community members.
We assisted in the intervention of a teenage suicide here in Ketchikan at the hospital. We assisted with that. With less than $10. Just think what we could do with the full amount.
Community member Morgan Weber asked Dial to reconsider his veto.
By choosing to veto grant funding accounting for an insignificant percentage of the overall grants awarded, the message presented is clear. It communicates that we are not welcome here, on this stage and in this community.
The Ketchikan Pride Alliance grant was included in a package of roughly $390,000 in funding to local nonprofits included in the borough's overall budget. The $64 million spending plan passed unanimously. The assembly could override Dial's veto with a 5-member supermajority at its next meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.